Okay, picture this scenario. You run a boutique software house. You aren't just, good at what you do. You are elite. Your code is clean, your apps are top tier in the health sector, and you have this legendary reputation for customer support. We are talking about a response within 12 hours, 365 days a year.
That sounds like the dream setup for any developer, really.
It is until you look at the calendar. Today, we are breaking down the situation of a company called Appyhaps. They're a small, tight-knit team based in the Netherlands. They are the brains behind HealthSync, which is huge for fitness data, and also Tinnitus Therapy. But here's the catch.
What's that?
They are fully booked, not just for next month. They are booked solid until January 2027.
January 2027. That's terrifying. It's the classic agency trap, isn't it?
It is.
You sell your time, you run out of time, and suddenly you just stop growing because you physically cannot type any faster.
Exactly. And Appyhaps is unique because they have a very specific philosophy. Their website explicitly states simplicity over complexity.
I saw
They
this.
don't do flashy screens. They're builders. So the usual advice of, just hire 50 people and build a middle management layer would basically destroy their soul.
Right, because scaling headcount usually kills the culture of a small elite team. You stop being builders and you start being managers.
So that is the mission for this deep dive. We're going to take this real-world constraint Appyhaps and their lack of time, and we are going to pair them with a tool we've been analyzing. It's called the Auto Content API.
Which is an interesting choice here. Usually when we talk about content tools, we're talking about what, chatbots or marketing fluff. But Auto Content API, it positions itself as an industrial engine, its infrastructure. The claim is that it decouples production from human time constraints.
That's the core question I want to answer today. Can a small team of these, purist builders actually use industrial scale automation to operate like a Fortune 500 company without becoming a soulless corporation? Or is this just going to generate a bunch of spam that annoys their users?
It's a fine line. Let's see if they can walk it.
Okay, we have to start with the immediate fire they are fighting, support. As I mentioned, Appyhaps promises a 12-hour response time. For their app, HealthSync, that sounds like a nightmare.
I looked into HealthSync. It's essentially a middleware layer. It bridges the gap between these walled gardens moving data between Samsung Health, Google Fit, Garmin, Strava, Huawei Health, Sunto.
It's the plumbing for the messy world of health data.
Exactly. And that means the bugs aren't usually code errors, they are integration errors.
Oh,
Why
okay.
isn't my Oura Ring step count showing up in Google Fit? Or Huawei changed their permissions again, how do I fix it?
So you have a highly skilled developer in the Netherlands spending their valuable coding time writing the same email 50 times a day, explaining how to toggle a permission switch.
Which is the definition of low leverage work. It just burns out your best people.
Enter the Auto Content API, specifically the explainer video endpoint. Now, be honest with me here. If I tell a developer you need to make video tutorials, they're going to panic.
Oh, absolutely.
It's expensive, it takes forever, and they hate being on camera.
And for good reason. The source data we looked at shows that a manual explainer, video scripting, recording, editing, rendering, it costs upwards of, what, $3,000 per asset if you outsource it.
Or a day of your own time, which they don't have.
Exactly.
But this API endpoint claims to change the unit economics entirely. Walk me through the actual plumbing here. How does a company like Appyhaps use this without hiring a video guy?
It's programmatic. So they likely already have a text FAQ or a documentation page for syncing Suunto. They send a request to the API with that URL or just the raw text. The engine parses it to understand the step one, click here, step two, toggle this. It then selects relevant visual assets, generates a script that's optimized for spoken word, and renders a 60 to 90 second video.
Wait, hold on. Does a human have to edit the timeline?
Zero editing. That's the industrial part. And the cost drops from $3,000 to roughly 50 credits. We're talking cents.
I have to push back on this a bit, though. Isn't auto-generated video actually better than just reading the text? I mean, I'm a power user. Sometimes I just want to read the bullet points, not watch a video.
That's a valid point. And for you, the text is still there.
Yeah.
But here's the so what from the data. It's about dwell time.
Dwell time.
Yeah, the sources indicate that pages with embedded video are 53 times more likely to rank on page one of Google.
53 times, just because there's a video file embedded.
Google prioritizes content that keeps people on the page. But more importantly for AppyHaps, it deflects the ticket before it's filed.
Ah.
Visual learners, which is a huge chunk of the population, will watch a 60-second clip on how to fix the Huawei permission rather than reading a wall of text.
So if they have, what, 50 different integrations and Garmin changes their UI tomorrow, they don't have to refilm 50 videos.
No. They just update the text doc, trigger the webhook, and the API re-renders the video in the background. It turns static documentation into a living media library.
Okay, I see the utility there. It's defensive automation. It buys them their time back. But let's look at their other app, Tinnitus Therapy. This feels like a much harder problem to solve with automation.
It is. This deals with acoustic neuromodulation.
I had to practice saying that three times before we started recording.
It's a mouthful. Basically, it's a therapy for tonal tinnitus, that constant ringing in the ear.
Right.
The app helps retrain the brain to ignore that specific frequency.
Heavy stuff.
Yeah.
And AppyHaps is pushing this globally. They're on the Play Store, Huawei App Gallery, and recently launched on iOS, but they're a Dutch team.
Here's the friction point. Medical concepts are terrifyingly opaque if they aren't in your native language.
For sure.
If I'm in Japan suffering from tinnitus and the app explains the science in Dutch English, I'm probably not going to trust it. I'm certainly not going to pay for this subscription.
So the traditional move is hire a localization agency, translate the text, maybe hire a Japanese support rep.
But they're booked till 2027.
Right.
This is where the translation and audio synthesis feature of the API comes in. It supports over 50 languages.
But we aren't just talking about Google Translate here, right? Because for a medical app, tone is everything. If it sounds like a generic GPS voice, people will think it's a scam.
That's the key differentiator. The API uses neural voices. These are synthesized to sound natural, with proper cadence, breathing, and intonation. They can even handle multi-speaker dialogue.
So practically, how does AppyHaps deploy this? They aren't recording voice actors.
No. They write the master guide to acoustic neuromodulation in English. They explain the science, the safety, the expectations. Then they run it through the API. Within minutes, they have an audio overview in Japanese, Spanish, Hindi, French, and Mandarin.
And it's an audio file they can just embed directly into the app.
Right. Imagine an intro to therapy button. You click it, and a calm, authoritative voice explains the process in your native language.
Wow. That completely changes the total addressable market. You go from selling to English speakers to selling to the world.
It removes the language barrier from the product. And again, the marginal cost is near zero. They don't need a Japanese office. They just need the API key.
It feels like a superpower for a small team. But I want to pivot to the marketing side. We established that AppyHaps explicitly says no flashy screens. They are builders.
Right. They are allergic to the whole influencer vibe.
But we live in the attention economy. If you aren't on TikTok or YouTube Shorts or Instagram Reels, you basically don't exist to a huge demographic. So how does a team of introverted builders square that circle without, you know, dancing on camera?
This is where the strategy of faceless content comes into play. The Auto Content API has a specific endpoint for this. Video Create Shorts.
That sounds almost too simple. What does it actually produce? Is it just stock footage?
It's designed for that 9.16 vertical format. You feed it a topic or a script, and it generates a video with AI avatars, synchronized lip syncing, and those rapid-fire subtitles you see everywhere.
Okay, I have to stop you there. AI avatars. Doesn't that look uncanny? You know, the dead eyes.
It can, if you use the cheap models.
Mm-hmm.
But the tech has moved fast. However, even if it looks slightly digital, think about the utility. Let's say HealthSync adds support for Health Connect, which is Google's new big API.
Okay.
Instead of just posting a changelog that nobody reads, they use the API to generate a 30-second short. HealthSync now supports Health Connect. Here is why that matters for your data privacy.
So it's news updates in video form. It's not look at me, but look at this feature.
Exactly. And the economics allow for what the report calls creative testing at scale.
Mm-hmm.
If you hire an agency to make a hype video, it costs, what, $500?
At least.
You need it to be hit.
You're betting the farm on one piece of content.
Right. But with the API, a short costs about 400 credits. That's roughly 4 euros.
4 euros.
You can make 100 of them. You can make how-to shorts. You can make privacy tip shorts. You can just flood the zone. If 90 videos get zero views, it doesn't matter. You spent 400 euros. But if one goes viral and brings in 10,000 users, the ROI is astronomical.
It allows them to have a marketing department that is just a script running on a server.
And allows them to stay builders. They don't have to learn how to video edit or understand TikTok trends. They just write the code and the release notes, and the infrastructure handles the noise.
That is a crucial distinction, using automation to protect your time so you can do the work you actually love.
Right.
But there is a risk here. We talked about tinnitus therapy. The AppyHaps website is remarkably honest. They say it doesn't work for everyone, and this isn't universally accepted as an official medical treatment yet.
Which is refreshing honesty, but let's be real, that is terrible for conversion rates.
Skepticism is high. People see a paid medical app and think, is this snake oil? To combat that, you need authority. You need to show you are on the cutting edge of the science.
Usually that means hiring a chief medical officer or a research team to blog constantly.
But AppyHaps is booked till 2027. They aren't hiring a research team.
This is the most futuristic part of the stack for me, the deep research API.
How is this different from just asking ChatGPT to find studies? Because LLMs hallucinate. They make up papers that don't exist.
That's the danger. But this API uses agents that browse the live web. It's not just looking at a training set from 2 years ago.
So it's current.
It can access Google Scholar, PubMed, medical news sites in real time.
So it can find papers published yesterday.
Yes. AppyHaps could set up a recurring research task. Every Friday, the agent scans for new papers on acoustic neuromodulation. It reads them, synthesizes the findings, and this is the cool part, converts it into a content asset.
Like a blog post.
Or a podcast.
A podcast generated by the API. Oh, like at this.
Why not? Call it the weekly tinnitus research update. The API finds the paper, summarizes the findings, and generates a 5-minute audio episode explaining the new science.
That creates incredible trust. If I'm a user and I see this app is publishing weekly breakdowns of university-level research, I stop thinking snake oil and start thinking industry leader.
And AppyHaps didn't have to read the papers. They didn't have to record the audio. They just curated the output. They become a media company for their niche on autopilot.
But I have to go back to the hallucination thing. If the AI misinterprets a medical paper, that is a huge liability. You can't just let that run wild.
Absolutely. That is a massive risk. The deep dive logic here has to include a human in the loop for medical content. The API drafts it, saving 90% of the effort. But a human must verify it before hitting publish.
So it's leverage, not complete abdication.
Exactly. You are the editor, not the writer.
Okay, we have one final piece of the puzzle. The date. January 2027.
The scaling wall.
They offer development services. They are booked. If they want to grow, they have to hire. But we know the drill. Hiring takes time. Training takes even more time. The senior developers stop coding to mentor the junior developers, and everything slows down.
It's the mythical man-month problem. Adding manpower to a late software project makes it later.
So how does the API solve the mentorship bottleneck?
The sources suggest using voice cloning for internal knowledge transfer.
This sounds a little sci-fi. Walk me through it. Why would I want to clone my voice for my employees?
Think about efficiency. The founders have terabytes of technical documentation, code comments, and architectural decisions just in their heads.
Sure.
They can feed that text into the system using their cloned voice model.
And turn it into audio.
An internal podcast. Mm. Imagine a new junior dev joins next week. Instead of the founder spending 10 hours explaining the history of the code base in a meeting room, the junior dev gets a private podcast feed.
Listening to the founder's voice explaining the stack.
Here is why we chose this database. Here is our philosophy on simplicity. Here is how the API integration works. The junior dev listens to this while commuting or working out.
It's a synchronous mentorship.
It aligns the team on culture and code without booking a single meeting on the founder's calendar.
That is the holy grail for a busy team. You're cloning your expertise without cloning your time.
And for a remote or hybrid team, hearing the founder's voice, even a synthetic version, creates a stronger connection than reading a PDF handbook. It feels personal, even if it's programmatic.
So let's zoom out. We've taken AppyHaps, we've plugged them into the auto content API. What does the company look like now?
It's a complete transformation of their capacity without changing their size. Think about it.
Okay.
One, support tickets are slashed because visual learners are served by auto-generated videos.
Right.
Two, they are native in 50 languages, unlocking global markets for their medical apps.
Mm-hmm.
Three, they are flooding TikTok and YouTube with helpful shorts without being influencers.
And four, they are building authority by publishing weekly research updates on audiology powered by AI agents. And finally, they are scaling their team culture with internal audio clones.
And they did all of this while remaining a small team.
That's the key. They didn't become a bloated corporation. They just adopted better infrastructure.
It brings up a provocative thought about the future of business. We've always assumed that big impact requires big headcount.
Right. You measure a company's success by how many employees it has. Oh, they're a 500-person firm. They must be doing well.
But with tools like this, does that metric even matter anymore?
It seems archaic.
I think we're entering the era of the 10-person unicorn. Companies that stay tiny in terms of staff, but operate with the output and the polish of a massive enterprise because they have mastered the API stack.
The infrastructure is the workforce.
Exactly. The question for you, the listener, isn't how do I hire more people? It's how much of my workflow can I turn into code?
That is a fascinating reality to prepare for. Whether you are Appy Haps or just starting out, the leverage is there if you are brave enough to use it. Thanks for diving deep with us.
Always a pleasure.